many people, but it's scary when you're sitting in front, as when I'm standing over here looking at everybody. But then I think about what happened. Is that better? Yeah, I was saying it doesn't, when I'm sitting over there, it doesn't look as scary as when you see how many people there are here, which is quite amazing. Again, one else says thank you so much for the support that this week, yeah, you all helped so much, all the different offers. Anything you can possibly imagine that people were helping with. People we knew, people we didn't know, people we knew from 20 years ago. And yeah, just thank you. I feel small talking up here. It's such a huge, big event. I'm trying to think of something to give chizuk and what to possibly say to make us feel better when we're all in a situation where we don't know what to do. And I keep saying I have my experience of losing my daughter from 2 years ago, and that's my only thing I keep leaning on, that I know how much help and support and love Hashem showered down then. And it's all I can say when things get hard, that Hashem just gives such love and support that helps us through. May He continue doing so for every single one of us, whatever we're all going through. Anyone who knew Aryeh and heard what happened and how he was in the Beis Medrash and in the shul and how he saved people there, that he was in the shul, and instead of running out, that he stayed there and tried to fight the terrorists. Everyone who knew him said, of course, that was Aryeh. There was no question about it, but of course, it was so obvious. To think how does someone gain a reputation that of course they're going to find an Arab instead of running out? And not just one person, just everyone kept saying, of course he's going to do this. It was just, it was everybody. I think that's what it was. That it wasn't just one act of chesed. It wasn't just one kiddush he helped at. It wasn't just one child that he crossed the street. It was everybody. Everybody in the neighborhood knew him as an act of chesed. You couldn't go to shul without him helping. He'd have such a debate when he were in two kiddushes with someone. How can I help with both of them? He had to help out everywhere. Every neighbor, it didn't matter technical problems. He would just help everyone. And it was over, we have people, years, it was years and years of helping every single person, years after years, and decade after decade, and continuing to do these acts, smiling at people in the street, sometimes acts that just seem simple, but the continuously doing them over and over, builds up that potential to eventually become that person who everyone says would fight the Arabs rather than run away. That was Aryeh. I think for all of us, we all have that potential. We all have potential to do wonderful things. And some days there's times that we do wonderful big things, and there's other times that we do small, mundane things that seem redundant. But when those all add up, that becomes our potential. That becomes our greatness when we continue doing them. I think about it's for Kadoshim, each one individually reached such greatness. And when we think of them all joining together, how the acts, all four of them together, how it just spiraled and the whole world together in this, and how much tshuva was done and how much achdus with because of this. It's just the potential is amazing when we join together. And just like individual acts that we do, one after another, each one by themselves may not seem that great, but when you add them up, they become, just a mountain. When also us as individuals, when we join together, our acts become, they all grow together, and they grow to such a high potential that we can't even imagine. I think with the achdus that this brought, the whole world is just, You know, that's where we need to bring Mashiach. We're at the point that we all need Mashiach now. We really are at the point, I think we all feel we're breaking, and you know, we can't afford to have our acts not reach their full potential. We need it all joined together so that each of our individual acts, joined together with everyone else's individual acts, so that they can reach its full potential and bring Mashiach as fast as we can. That's just, Marini's Kedoshim and the Sweets, just bring Mashiach quickly, because I think we're all at the point that we can't wait anymore. We need Mashiach now. We're just, need him. Just one more short thing, just to make sure when we daven, we're not just davening for the Gula, for ourselves. We have our Abishter and Shemayim, and Sarah Hashem has been waiting 2,000 years. He's been waiting 2,000 years. We're so small. We can't even remember, like, the summer. Remember all those people killed in the summer? We can hardly feel that. Hashem was so great. He can feel everything and sees everything. For 2,000 years, he's just been sitting, suffering after suffering, and he deserves to have, you know, his